now. Come with me now. And welcome into another great edition of The Game Plan. I'm Jeremy the Impact York. That makes you my amazing listening audience, or somebody who accidentally downloaded the wrong show or came across our show, well, however you did. Welcome, either way. Today's game plan is called Almost There because we are almost there to season's end, which means the championship games. That is the two games we will preview and talk a little bit about later in the show. But first, I want to go over all the bowl games in the past week. Tell you how I did on my picks. I ended up a little over 500 on them. Been a weird bowl season. You never know who's going to show up or how they're going to actually play. So, you know, those kinds of things tend to happen. Let's start from last Wednesday. The Verbo, I don't care how many times they say VRBO, the Verbo Citrus Bowl, where Michigan took on Alabama. I told you to take Michigan. Should have told you to take Alabama. Alabama wins 35-16. 0-1. In the Outback Bowl, Minnesota versus Auburn. Told you to take Minnesota in that one. Minnesota won 31-24. We are at 1-1 on my picks. I'm telling you. I went heavy on the Big Ten and the Sun Belt and ended up about 50-50. Oregon versus Wisconsin. Told you to take Wisconsin. That was the Rose Bowl, which is by far one of the prettiest bowls. You get the Rose Bowl parade. The game starts and you're looking at the mountains, you know, in the late afternoon into the early night, and you finish under the lights. It's just one of the most beautiful games. It really is. Bucket list item. I want to get out there to a Rose Bowl at some point. It'd be cool if Michigan's playing at it, but they don't necessarily have to be. But I told you to take Wisconsin. They unfortunately lost 28-27. It was a fantastic game. Just unbelievably great. Great game. But that made me 1-2 on the picks on that one. Kind of went on a little bit of a slide here. Georgia versus Baylor. It was the All-State Sugar Bowl. I really didn't think Georgia would show up in this one. I should have realized that Baylor was the one who would not necessarily show up as well. They lost this one 26-14 versus Georgia, and as of this morning, they lost their coach, Matt Rhule, to the Carolina Panthers. So we'll see what Baylor does from here on out, but that made me 1-3 overall on the picks at that point. That made us to the Thursday games. There was two of them. You had the Ticketmaster Birmingham Bowl, where Boston College took on Cincinnati, the Bearcats. Told you to take the Bearcats in that one. Bam, glad you listened to me on that one. 38-6 Cincinnati. They were really good this year. Really good. They are a fun, fun watch every year. That made me 2-3. Indiana versus Tennessee. Told you to take the Volunteers in the Taxslayer Gator Bowl. 23-22, narrow victory, but it counts. That put us at 500. 3-3. So far at that one. Going into Friday's game, it was the famous Idaho Potato Bowl. Told you to take Ohio as they took on Nevada. Ohio won 30-21. We are above 500 at 4-3. Southern Miss versus Tulane. Told you to take Southern Miss in the Lockheed Martin Armed Forces Bowl. Whoops, messed that one up. 30-13. Tulane wins that one. That made us at 500 with one game to go. University of Louisiana, runner-ups in the Sun Belt. They won the West this year. Took on Miami of Ohio, otherwise known, if I'm not mistaken, as the alma mater of one Ben Roethlisberger. Or was that? Was that Tony Romo? I think that was Big Ben. Either way. In the Lending Tree Bowl, which is the last official bowl before the championships, Told you to take Louisiana in that one. Louisiana pulls out the victory 27-17. If you listen to me, you went 5-4 last year. Hey, we finished in the black. That's all that matters. We finished on the positive side. I don't have the overalls because I'm going to do them all once we talk about these last two games, which we're going to talk about right now. The FCS final. You've got James Madison University versus North Dakota State. That is this Saturday, 12 p.m. on ABC. Which reminds me, I need to set the DVR. Good chance I'll get to watch it, but either way. Right before all the NFL games, what a perfect time. It's the FCS Championship. North Dakota has just been just smashing everybody this year. But you can't discount James Madison. They took out the team that took out Kennesaw in Weber State, so they're no slouch. Plus, they made the final. You can't sneak your way through the FCS bracket and make it all the way to the final. Just, you know, you can't sneak under the radar because by the time you win the first game, everybody knows who you are. The Vegas spread at this point has James Madison as a 1.5-point favorite. What? North Dakota's been averaging beating people by like 10 or 15 points. That just tells you how good James Madison is. North Dakota State does win a lot. They are really, really good. But I'll tell you, I don't care what they say, I'm taking North Dakota State to win this one. I think you should too. It's going to be really good. I think it is going to be as close as they think it is. But I'm taking North Dakota State in the FCS Championship. And then there was one. And we all know which one I'm talking about. The FBS Final, otherwise known as the College Football National Championship. It is presented by AT&T. Maybe they get better service there than I do around my house. Just saying. Where the Clemson Tigers are going to take on the LSU Tigers. Yep, we can be smart about it and say the Tigers are going to win. But y'all could also be smart about it and say the Tigers are going to lose. This is going to happen Monday, next Monday, which may alter our recording schedule. It may not. 8 p.m. on ESPN. LSU is favored by 5.5. That tells you how much respect they're giving to Clemson for all they've done up to this point in the past couple years. And that's also the fact that LSU is relatively new. So, you know, relatively new to this scene, so they're not sure what to expect at them. They know they've been railroading people all year, but they haven't faced somebody like Clemson outside of the Oklahoma game where, well, we saw what happened there. Man, LSU by 5.5. I mean, you got Joe Burrow, who's probably going to go number one and be a Cincinnati Bengal. You've got that amazing offensive line. He's got his weapons, his running back. On the defensive side, they've just got, I mean, this is like an NFL showcase, this game right here. Which is what a national title game should be. Now you're going to get pros off all these, out of all these other schools as well. But man, this you got Trevor Lawrence, who's probably going to be number one next year, versus Joe Burrow, who's probably going to be number one this year. You got Etienne, who is probably the next Saquon Barkley in the league, for lack of just coming up with a different name at this point. The guy just, he looks like he's going to, you know, get 4 yards, and he gets 48 and scores a touchdown when he does it. Both these teams are so loaded. They really are. I don't need to tell you who's on these teams. I don't need to make it seem like I you know, name drop and all this stuff. No. I tell you right now, this game is going to hopefully be one of the best national championships we've seen in a while, and it's gonna really affect the NFL in the next year, because like I said, a lot of these kids are going to be coming out. You're going to be seeing them all over the place, and it's going to help a lot of them's draft stock, whether they're on the winning side of this or not, if they can show out and have just the best game that they can possibly have. That being said, we've got the ACC versus the SEC. You can argue and say what you want about either one of them. You can whine and complain that maybe you're Big Ten, Pac-12, MAC. It doesn't matter at this point. If these aren't your teams or your conference, it is what it is. You had your chance, and you couldn't do it. And yes, I am stalling because I am very, very torn on this. I'll tell you right now. Give me the LSU Tigers and Coach Ed Ogeron to win this game. I think it is going to be a duel between Burrow and Trevor Lawrence. You're just going to see the heavyweight fight. You know, one does a 7-play scoring drive, the next one does a 9. LSU can score in 2 plays. Maybe Clemson does in 1. You know, it's just going to go back and forth. I don't think it's going to be super high scoring because there are 2 really good defenses involved here. But this is the game that you look forward to. This is the one that you're going to pencil in. You probably use a Sharpie at this point. This game is going to be so good. I tell you what. If I get the chance to watch the FCS final on Saturday, I will do this. I will live tweet it. But next Monday, I will make sure the recording schedule is worked around this. I'm going to live tweet this game. You guys feel free to interact with us either at Team Impact Media or at The Impact 99 if you guys want to hit us up, give us your thoughts, ideas, predictions, any kind of things like that. Would love to hear them. And yeah, I'm going to live tweet that. In fact, I may see if some other people around here want to do so as well. Love to interact with you. And like I said, it's going to be just a fantastic game. And I hope everybody gets a chance to watch it. But those are the last 2 bowl games now. Even though I guess the FCS championship is not technically a bowl. But those are the last games. So enjoy. Because as far as the game plan goes, we will... Obviously, it was this week's show. We will do a wrap-up show next week, and then we will be off until sometime before the start of the season in the fall. So, and any kind of breaking news, any kind of big college things that happen, we will talk about those on Sports Club, our main show, and you guys can keep up with all the latest from there and the things we tweet and post and that sort of thing. But other than that, this has been Game Plan. Almost there. Shout out to everybody at Blog Talk Radio and Impact Media for allowing us to come on each and every week, talk some college football, and hopefully inform you guys of some fun things. I am Jeremy the Impact Man. We will see you guys next week as 2 champions will be crowned. Go Panthers. Go out. See you next week.
Afraid to lose control and caught up in this world. I've wasted time, I've wasted breath. I think I've thought myself to death. I was born without this fear. Now only this seems clear. I need to move, I need to fight. I need to lose myself tonight. Walk away. Walk on with me now. I move with my head. I open my mouth and it's something I've read. I stood at the door before I'm told, but a part of me knows that I'm growing too old. Confused what I thought was something I felt. Confused what I feel was something that's real. I tried to sell my soul last night. Funny, you wouldn't even take a bite.